This is the Talent, Sales, and Scale Show.
We can dive right into this, Amy. I mean, you have a ton of background history in a number of different areas, but what makes you such an expert? Why should we listen to you about all things sales enablement and how to keep up with the changes and actually implement them effectively?
Well, it's funny, whenever I'm speaking with sales enablement professionals, or really sales leaders or sellers, one of the first things that you got to do, given the, let's call it new-ish nature of the role, is to define what the role is, right? What does sales enablement mean to you? And then listen, and then I'll give my definition, which tends to be a little bit different, but I think often we see organizations that just want to put like a sexy rebrand on the same old sales training. And that's just not what it is. But as far as like why listen to me, well, for starters, I'm a revenue human for life. I was raised by a sales VP. There was a short stint in politics that was going to be, I was going to be a lobbyist actually, Brian, which is the least trusted profession on the planet, only topped by sales. But anyway, I don't know what that says about my character, but then I sold for a decade, and finished really strong at Thomson Reuters, enterprise selling, top performer. I think that last year I hit my quota in February. And I won a company-wide award. Yeah, for the Spotchet Award. But then I pivoted to sales enablement and built out two departments. And of course, my work with Andy Paul and the Sell Without Selling Out book launch and now partnerships, I get to work with sellers and sales leaders of the most exquisite caliber every single day. And so why listen to me? I mean, I've made a ton of mistakes. And so I think that's always a good place to be, is you don't necessarily have to make your own mistakes as long as you learn from those of others. But also I'm selling every day. To sell is human. And so I can feel anybody that's kind of going through these learning curves. And as you know, I'm on a mission to make the process of developing sales mastery just way more fun. I just don't think it has to be drudgery.
And you have a cool New Jersey accent.
I do have a cool New Jersey accent. I'm also currently sitting on the Jersey Shore. I could literally hear the waves.